Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 14th of April, and I'm recording at 9:42 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, investors were, I think, quite understandably a bit apprehensive about what this week might hold following the beating that Wall Street, and particularly the NASDAQ index, took last week. But interestingly, the Asian markets, while they were mostly down, they were also mostly off their lows. And modest declines here generally. Also, China, Shanghai index actually managed to close up just one tiny point. But it had been lower, as another example of early selling, but then picking up a little bit. Now, Australia had one of the bigger declines, definitely the biggest decline in the region, down 1.28%. But the others were very small. India down a third of a percent, and again off the lows here overall. And Indonesia, which has been strong this month but took a hit last week, up 1% here. That's not a bad gain here overall for Indonesia. Now, looking at the European stock markets, they were mostly higher here today. The better gains in the order of 0.5%. Couple of small exceptions, very, very minor declines, the Netherlands and also Spain, but we're talking about really small declines. Now, Wall Street was interesting, and it was weak pre-opening. Then we saw losses reversed and moved to the upside and had strong gains with the Dow pushing up over 1% at one stage, and I think also similar move by the S&P 500, slightly less by the NASDAQ index. And then Wall Street gave up just about the whole thing, running through to about 8:15 p.m. New York time, and then it started to recover again and pushed back up, not far off the highs for the Dow and the S&P, closing up 0.91% and 0.82% respectively. We had a much smaller gain, just over 0.5% for the NASDAQ. And that was the most oversold. That is the most oversold index, but it's one where investors are now wary, and so it wasn't much of a pickup at all. The NASDAQ had actually dipped back down into a decline at around that 8 o'clock 8:15 period. So it just broke fractionally below that lateral trading at 4,000, which I showed you on the chart last Friday and also discussed. So that's an important area. And given the short-term oversold condition, it wouldn't be surprising to see a little bit of steadiness here. But will we get a really big rally? It's not impossible given the monetary tailwind, which is, of course, still very accommodative despite the tapering. But I'd be surprised if we saw a big rally by the NASDAQ. But do we perhaps get a trading range on some of these other indices for the U.S. market? Quite possibly so. And I'm not looking for a bear market in here, not least a proper bear market. And I didn't, but could we get a 20% reaction or a little bit more from the highs that we've seen earlier this year? Sure. I think in this what's likely to be a choppy market environment here overall, but no disaster. And interestingly, we've seen most of the selling in things that were Momentum trades that had moved much too high, the biotech indices and the new technology indices, and they've fallen back quite sharply, and we may well have, I think we've seen at least medium-term peaks in those sectors. What's medium term? Could be anything from 3 months to a year or so, possibly a little longer. Now, elsewhere in North America, Canada a little steadier, Mexico also. Brazil, which has been in good form recently but is overbought in the short term, was down 0.5% in here today. But it's, I think, an interesting market at this stage, and Owen's produced some terrific research on Brazil, which I think will interest a lot of investors. And subject to governance, which is too often a big question mark in Brazil, but we could see a continued a significant improvement in overall relative performance by this market. And of course, it's going to get a lot of attention here over the next year or so. It starts relatively soon with the World Cup for football coming up. And then, of course, the Olympics to follow. But very much a recovery candidate, I think. And we live in an environment where a number of markets have moved in different directions here overall, which is good. They haven't all coupled together going in one direction. So, Wall Street, though, a little overvalued. Resources sectors generally undervalued. Which makes them interesting. Now, moving on. What about government bonds? Well, we let's see. In terms of the U.S. action, the futures prices are actually down, which will mean that the yields are slightly higher. So the U.S. 10-year finding a little bit of support near that 2.6 level, but still very much in a trading range. And the Fed will be pleased to see this overall. Incidentally, there were the data, statistical data of the day today was retail sales, which were a little better than expected in the U.S. Now, looking also at the dollar, which had been very close to that lateral support at 79 on the US dollar index. That's against the European currencies. Now it is up above that level. It's currently at 79.73, but this is far from the sort of dynamic that I think we should be seeing if it's going to put in or reaffirm, I should say, the previous floors near 79. So there's probably a little apprehension about the US dollar, given the underperformance here of Wall Street against many stock markets so far this year. My own view is that the dollar is definitely cheap on a purchasing power basis, but it can stay cheap on purchasing power, or a currency can stay expensive if that's the case on purchasing power for certainly at least the medium term. But do I expect to see the dollar higher than where it is right now in a year or two's time? Definitely. And elsewhere, precious metals. This was interesting. Platinum, a little firmer. Palladium, which has been the standout in here overall, it's very steady at 811.5. And let's see, silver was quite disappointing, fell down to, I think, 1972, in the morning trading on the US market, but then recovered that and is actually up a little bit. It's temporarily closed. It'll reopen again a little later at $20 and 1 cent. So that's up $6.5 in here. And gold's steady here, $1,327 and change overall. Now, industrial metals were mixed, but nickel remains generally firm, and there are supply reductions there, which are certainly helping that along. And looking at the commodity markets generally, the industrial metals were mixed. And let's see, we have crude oil. The Brent crude was firm in here, up to 108.93. That's up $1.60. The WTI, which had rallied last week along with the Brent, but WTI is 17 cents lower here at 103.57. And in terms of grains and beans, they were a little firmer today, as was cotton. And that's pretty much it. So all the very best to all of you.